There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Robert Bowne. Now, this week, we're wowed by Israeli producer and musician Noga Erez. The Tel Aviv-based star recently put out her debut album, Off the Radar, proving she's a whiz at experimental electro-pop. She'll join me in the studio for chat shortly, but first, take it away, Noga Erez.
My name is Noga Erez. This next song is Noisy.
Thank you.
Noga, thank you so much for coming in and doing a session for us. It's amazing stuff. It's quite difficult to do that kind of thing, just wheel you into a studio and do it.
Yeah, it's super difficult and very stressful.
See, no one listening to this is going to think that. Everyone's going to know you're a natural. They're not going to realise that there is something strange about coming in the afternoon to do something. But you're playing live tonight, so this is kind of a bit of a warm-up lap. Is it helpful for that? Is it useful to kind of get your your muscle memory back into performing?
Yeah,
life?
I mean, I think so. Muscle memory, I mean, we do rehearsals for that.
Yeah.
So we're there. We're very practiced. But it's good to take out that energy of, you know, that vibe of being so overwhelmed with excitement. And this situation is like a very extreme form of that feeling.
To do a session like this, to do a radio session, how much into the vibe do you have to get? You kind of have to go, you have to go fully into it. You look like you are. I mean, at the time, I mean, how do you, and then you kind of walk off.
Yeah.
And we're watching you through the control panel glass. That's a bit strange, right? Do you go fully hearted into it?
I try, because I need to put more effort into it than when I'm on stage. When I'm on stage, it's like the easiest thing for me to do, because I'm used to it, and I kind of worked into really being inside of the music that I play. But in these situations, which are pretty new to me, and they're so intimate, and you have five people across the room listening and staring, and it's very, very small. So getting into the atmosphere is harder. So it takes more effort, but maybe it creates something that is even more kind of connected to the moment.
Well, I think we're quite lucky, because we try to make as much noise and clapping as we can. You can't hear it from your side of it, obviously, but we're quite lucky to see that intensity. There's a little, I think we see when we do these things, and hopefully our listeners can hear some of the intensity that actually is a bit more similar to when you write the music, when you guys are in the studio making the music. Is that fair to say that these smaller things have the sense of the intimacy of the studio about them?
Yeah, it's very true. It's kind of, in a way, it's more similar to reliving the moment of the writing of the song. Maybe it's stressful because of that. It's very, very attached to how it was when it was all happening at first. So yeah, it's fair to say that it's more similar to that situation.
This next song is called Pity. One head down, to want to go. Bad, bad, sharp, sharp tongue, ready for the speech. I think I'll go. Bad, bad. Everybody wants it now. Everybody. Talking, choking on guilt, sudden smoky shits, my grip slipping, no, no, no. Sharks with guns and lots of other toys, aiming for the forehead. Think I've gone bad, bad. Everybody. Pity, pity, pity.
Dublin.
And as you said, you're here, you're touring Off the Radar. The record came out here in the UK and in Europe earlier this year. It's an amazing thing. There is so much going on in that record. And our listeners have heard three tracks from that. They will hear three tracks from that in this as part of this program. But how do you begin writing that stuff? As we said, there's melodies in all those songs, and there's songs with melodies in that sense. But there's so much going on. Does this stuff appear to you and the gang when you're laying down those tracks, or is that added on later? What's the skeleton underneath?
I think that maybe when you hear a song, when you hear a complete piece, you feel like it's a very kind of strange, how do you write that song? Where do you start? But basically, well, a song is, it's made out of different layers. So you have the melody, the songwriting, the core of the songwriting, which is the melody, and you have the lyrics, and you have the production and the mix and all of it together. And eventually it feels like one thing, but on the way to it, you kind of work on every aspect in a very kind of deep way. And that is why sometimes it sounds so complex, because a lot of the songs would be written through a long period of time. And we would, when I say we, I mean me and my partner, which is maybe also a point to kind of suggest that behind those songs, you have two brains. So yeah, you could maybe kind of get something that feels very complex.
When you tour these tracks, when you've spent months and years putting a record together, and, you know, from the bare bones to the production, it comes out, you tour it, it's exciting, it's tiring, it's all sorts of things, I suppose. Do you get closer to those songs when you do them live, or do they kind of become further away when you kind of have to run through them nightly? And also, I guess it's different festivals and people that are coming just to see you, right?
Yeah, it really changes. The situation can really make the music sound so different. And that is, I think, maybe what's special about music, because it's such an abstract kind of form of art that it can get so many different moods when you play it. And when you have a very loving and supportive crowd, you would feel one way. And when you play in front of a crowd who doesn't really know you, you would feel differently. But I think that when I try to kind of sum up the whole experience of touring with the songs, I think it makes me like them even better. And that is, I think, a very lucky kind of place to be in.
Yeah, good for you, because I think that's the thing. A lot of people can tour things and, you know, you can try to deconstruct your songs in a strange way so they're nothing like they were before and play around with them. But I think it's nice to fall in love with the work again when you're touring it, right?
Yeah, but you know, I've only been touring for the past few months. I think that everything should be tested. I mean, we're just at the start, so I can't really know what I would feel about playing, I don't know, Off the Radar in a year from now.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Get these things away from me.
Mm-hmm. I can understand how you could get to that point, seriously.
This song is Dance While You Shoot. That's it. I found lost my patience. I gave my heart too many medications. So what you done? You're gonna pay. Hey, I got my ticket, mission accomplished. I won't miss you. On the shoot, forgetting my people, taking my money with you. My chance for sanity. Can you dance with a shoot? Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you move with a shoot? Shoot, shoot, shoot.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig, and this week's guest was Noga Erez. Her album Off the Radar is out now on City Slang and well worth checking out. Join us at the same time next week when we'll be stripping things back for a live performance from the American singer Colter Wall. But for now, I've been Robert Bounds, and thanks for tuning in.
Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you move with a shoot? Can you dance with a shoot? Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you move with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Back you could shoot while dancing. Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you dance with a shoot? You should call, wait all night to hear. Any point, you can go back to the main man. quite so damn fucking good. Oh, I look at all this mess. Got you in the balls, got you in your soft spot. You couldn't really guess. They set you up at the corner there just for you. I thought you had me there, you played the wrong game. I thought you heading for right there, you messed with the wrong name. I take my name and my game and I throw it down the toilet. I take my shame and my anger and I have a suit to go with. My mind is set and I'm no easy one to push, however. I know you know to master anything with pressure. Can you dance with a shoot? Can you dance with a shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you shoot while dancing? While dancing, can you dance while you shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Bet you can shoot while dancing. Can you dance while you shoot? Can you shoot while dancing? Can you dance while you shoot? Dance while you shoot, 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 shoot.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.